What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You now entering the Daily Wave, hosted by Mr. Christopher Green himself. On me, I'm just a fellow truth speaker. I go by the name of Doctrine. Welcome to the Daily Wave.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio Live. As always, hard-hitting and in-your-face America. Here with Falcon. You know, we're getting into the details of PIPA, SOPA. I hadn't gotten your take on this yet, Falcon. I wanted to hear from you, from the horse's mouth. You know, what's your take on what's happening right now? I view this as a pretty big victory, at least to start with, that we're raising a lot more awareness of these issues, you know, raising awareness and protest for the cause of fighting, you know, these tyranny bills, like the Stop Online Piracy Act and its counterpart, PIPA. Small victory, in your opinion. I know we've got more work to do. What do you perceive coming down the pike from here?
Well, it's a political maneuver right now. It's in the hands of the politicians. We've done our bit, and we did win a small victory, yes. However, do not be falling into a false sense of security winning the small victory just because backers are stepping away from the bill, original co-sponsors are stepping away from the bill. The bills are not dead. They're still there.
Sure.
And as long as the language is unchanged and as long as it gets a majority vote, it passes. So right now, we need to be hammering on our representatives, we need to be hammering on our congresspeople and our senators. We need to make sure that it does not pass as written. It should not pass at all. It should not go into effect, period, unless it has a massive overhaul and has been given the opportunity for the regular people like you, me, and everybody else who have a stake in this to actually take a look at that language. I mean, look at the NDAA. That went through with hardly a peep. Hardly
sure.
Anybody knew about it. Alternative media was about the only folks that were reporting on it. Hell, I hate to bring up a counterpart, but Alex Jones has been telling people about this kind of stuff for 15 years, and it's only recently that things are starting to line out and kind of fall in place. He's been wrong about a lot of things, don't get me wrong. He's not a prophet, but his information was pretty accurate. So, you know, you come from...
Let's extrapolate on that a little bit.
Sure.
So, you know, they passed the NDAA without a peep. Okay, so, I mean, they can just, you know, Obama signs it into law without any question. Why would they, you know, why would they allow, you know, the protests around PIPA and SOPA? Is it to placate the people, you know, to bring in a sense of complacency and think, oh, hey, we want a small battle and then, you know, then push the same legislation or alter it in a way, you know, in the near future? Or are the big companies, because we got to keep in mind, I mean, Google, obviously, you know, Wikipedia is the world. I mean, these are, you know, billion-dollar corporations. They've got a self-interest to fight these things.
Right.
What's going on here?
Well, let's look at this objectively. I mean, we don't know who the major stockholders are for a company like Google, for example. It's an openly traded company. They have stockholders who have a stake in this thing. Wikipedia is privately owned and privately run, and it's mostly edited by users. It's really not even a corporation, as far as I know. I think the base company does make some money off of advertisements, but as far as I know, it's a free service that anybody and everybody could sign up for and edit Wikipedia articles as long as they're approved and their edits are approved. They could get hurt, yes. But how much would it hurt them if this bill passed? I don't know. I mean, the language in the bills are so open that Google might not see an impact hardly at all because, oh, what, they can't produce X amount of names or web pages on their search? They still have hundreds of thousands of dollars of advertisements floating around regardless if all the searches that you want or all the pages that you want to search for pop up. They had a deal with Firefox, for example. A lot of folks don't know this. That little Google toolbar you have on your Firefox browser, for example, Google pays. Google gets paid $1 for every time that toolbar is used. Google designed and allowed Firefox to install it into their system. They get paid for that. They get paid lots of money for stuff like that. They're not going to get hurt if their search engine capability is cut down. They might not get as much of a market share, but they're still got a huge market share.
Yeah, and it's really, I view it as it's a fear of censorship. And, you know,
right.
I'd like to think the companies like Google honestly fear that too. I mean, it really is just, you know, it ruins the integrity of information. It ruins the integrity of the internet. I mean, if I go search on any of the major search engines and all of a sudden it's getting filtered out and I'm only consuming information like, you know, what people want me to see, what my government approves for me. We're no better than any other tyrannical regime out there.
Well, Chris, that's already happening, and it's happening so quietly and behind the scenes we don't even know about it. I don't know if you understand about what preferential browsing is, but people like Google and Facebook, for example, they collect statistics. What you browse on, your IP address, your particular computer, they collect statistics on what you browse on. When you enter in a search, for example, Egypt, if I entered in a search, a gentleman did this whole video on this, and I'm just going to throw it out there for everybody else who didn't see it or hear it. I'm a liberal, for example, and I do a lot of things that are proactive, humanitarian rights, searches, etc. When I put in Egypt, I'm going to get stuff like cruises and vacations in Egypt and stuff like that. But if I'm a hardliner, right-wing Republican, and I'm looking for strife in the world and I'm interested about what's going on in Egypt, I put in Egypt, I'm going to get stuff about all the rioting and all the turmoil and everything else. Same search engine, same exact search term, I'm getting different searches. You are being censored right now. You're being they're trying to cater to each individual's need based on his browsing history. But in fact, that in and of itself is a type of censorship. You're not getting 100% of the information that you're looking for. You're getting what is tailored to you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Actually, when I Google myself, for example, I get heaps of hits. But when I go to somebody else's computer and I Google myself, am I way down the list? Kind of thing. It's because they do literally tailor everybody's search engines based on their previous history, kind of thing. And it can give you this sort of this false sense of what's popular because it's just what you're thinking is popular.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, Vinny, thanks for joining us. I didn't properly introduce you, but Vinny Eastwood, of course, great to have you on the show. His show follows ours on the same network, so make sure to tune in to him after the program. But yeah, they tailor all these advertisements, to you. So, they archive your search history, and you're exactly right, Vinny. You'll notice, too, if you go to someone else's computer, let's say you went to your wife's or your girlfriend's or a friend's, you'll be on that computer looking at the same website. You could be on greenwave.com, and all of a sudden there's, advertisements for makeup or something that, you're not particularly interested in. So it's all targeted. It's all being filtered, right now.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more like Minority Report. It's like a Google Minority Report or something like that,
Right.
Yeah. So, Falcon, what do you see, what do you see with PIPA and SOPA? Are they just going to change the language around here? Is it possible that this could lead to just a full-blown victory for us where it just doesn't garner the support anymore? Or, is the Motion Picture Association, of America, are they that influential that they can just flat out force this legislation?
Well, they tried to destroy VCR Betamax back in the 70s and 80s. This was really big. I'm of an age that I recall this. I am that old. the president of the MPAA back in 1982, I believe it was, sat before a congressional committee and actually said VCRs are to the motion picture industry what the Boston Strangler is to a lone woman. Little did he know that within 10 years that would be the biggest portion of the motion picture industry income was the sale of VCR tapes, movies on VCR tape. These people don't look forward; they look now. What I think is going to happen with SOPA PIPA is this is an election year. We have to remember that. So there's a lot of political wrangling going to go on. They're going to step back from the bill. They're not going to push it forward any further. They see there's a lot of resistance to it. Then we're going to get an election cycle, and it's going to go into session quietly at the beginning of the new year session if we make it that far.
Maybe they don't even need a SOPA or PIPA. I mean, hey, with the NDAA, they just black bag your ass in the middle of the night, like we've talked about before. So, hey, if they don't like what you're saying or you're exercising your freedom of speech on the internet, or let's say you just put out a provocative tweet or something, they'll come out and send you to Gitmo. So isn't that an effective way to just censor the internet right there?
Yeah, I was thinking that could be the newest Sesame Street character. Instead of Elmo, you have Gitmo, and he has his Gitmo blanket as well.
That guy could probably wear an orange jumpsuit, right?
Gitmo blanket!
Yeah. Vinny, what's been going on with you, my friend? I'm sure you've been covering SOPA and PIPA, all this other draconian legislation. I mean, what do you
really
see?
Not really. No. I mean, everybody else has been talking about it. What I've been doing is actually watching mainstream news and trying to analyze some of it. And this is shocking, and I never revealed this on the radio before. I can't remember any of it. Like, no, seriously, I'll watch mainstream news, and then I'll try to remember any of the stuff that I just saw. Can't.
Yeah, it's like a blur, you know? It's you're just being programmed.
I mean, yeah. quite literally. I mean, my brain's gone from the alpha waves, the logical, the analytical, to the beta waves, the emotional and the suggestible. And then at the end of the half hour news cycle or whatever, I kind of like change the channel, and it's just like, what was that all about? And just what the hell's going on here, man? It actually kind of freaks me out to tell you the truth, Chris. Is that what news is supposed to do? Supposed to like just basically give you something that you can't remember for a half hour or a night or something like that, and then just leave you even just confused as to what the hell just happened?
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe it is. I mean, maybe that's the whole point of it. I mean, it's really just kind of you want to deconstruct the way you think and program you almost into a static form of existence. I mean, Falcon, I don't know, do you tune into the mainstream news at all anymore? I mean, I do to just see what's going on and to see, you know, what kind of latest fluff is, you know, out there so we can talk about it on the show. But, you know, what's your take on that?
Well, I got rid of all my mainstream media like CNN, MSNBC channels on my television because I call it sheeple vision. I basically got rid of all my cable. I'm mostly on the internet, but I do troll the websites. I feel that print media is less damaging to the brain than actually watching some well-coiffed woman sit there and go, oh, well, there's no problems in Iran today. They're just talking about possible sanctions. And I'm going, Jack, there's three friggin' carrier groups in the Arabian Sea, and you guys are saying there's not going to be a problem? And, yeah. You know, Tomahawk missiles fly 900 miles and then bomb the crap out of you. They can be in the Arabian Sea and still nuke you out of existence. I mean, come on, people, wake up.
Yeah. Well, Iran, I know we all noticed that, but I mean, we talked about this extensively. We had a really popular radio show dedicated to it, Falcon, which you were on and you co-hosted with me. You know, I noticed the mainstream media was hitting us over the head. Iran this, Iran that, the threats here, nuclear scientist killed, et cetera. And then it kind of just has gone by the wayside this week. Is there new developments going on with this, or we're positioning ourselves? Obviously, the military is out there. We got our warships there. What do you see going on?
Well, yesterday on the Fars News Agency, which is Iran's actual state-run news agency, they announced, one of their lead generals announced that if any warship enters the Strait of Hormuz, they will torpedo an American warship. Of course, you're not going to hear about that on CNN. You're not going to hear about that on MSNBC. You have to go to Fars and you have to go to the Russian Times to get this kind of stuff. Well, I went over to the John Stennis Facebook page, and they're saying they're leaving the Arabian Sea, but they're not out yet. And then I went over to the Abraham Lincoln's Facebook page, and there's a picture of the Lincoln and the Carl Vinson side by side in the Arabian Sea. So you've got the Abraham Lincoln and Vinson confirmed in the Arabian Sea right now. You've got the Stennis ostensibly steaming out, probably under the lowest possible speed possible. So they're in the area. Again, like I said, the average range of an F-22 Raptor is 410 nautical miles. A Tomahawk missile can cruise 900 miles before it runs out of effective range. They don't have to be right on top of Iran to utilize these assets. And if anything goes on, they'll just turn the Stennis around and steam it right back in. You've got 9,000 troops.
I think they're just there as sort of like this to give this kind of threat to Iran. Like, haha, we're trying to intimidate you. Like these big bullies. Look at our carrier groups. Look at our scumbaggery.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. They want Iran to screw up. They want these guys to get so nervous somebody pulls the trigger. They want this. It's all about
They want to provoke and incite an attack. So that we can have a...
Yes.
We've got a video here from RT. Israel, US, UK ready to attack Iran, China, Russia, Pakistan, Turkey on World War III standby. So I think I'm still going off of what Lindsay Williams told me, is that Iran is actually off the books and they're not going to attack it. But, you know, it's just like they really do seem to be doing an awful lot of posturing here to freak people out. And I'm acting under the assumption that this might be part of a big distraction or whatever, to get people fearful of a non-issue or something like that, so that they can do other stuff elsewhere. And speaking other stuff elsewhere, have you heard about these earth groans or something like that that's been going on? I saw a video last night out of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's really strange, man.
So have you guys heard of this? I hadn't heard about that. What is this?
I've been hearing about that since late last year. They had videos come out of the Ukraine. Some lady videoed for 2 hours, and it sounds like giant metal doors groaning slowly open and closed and creaking, and it echoes off of buildings. I mean, it is an actual large sound. And now there's other videos popping up like crazy, like you're saying, Vinny. I've seen at least 6 in the past 3 or 4 days pop up, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour of this noise going on. I have no idea what it is.
Well, did you ever watch the videos of NASA doing the planetary sort of frequency recordings? Like you heard noise of the planets?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, if you go Google NASA planet sounds or something of that nature, they sound virtually the same. And basically what it is, what they're doing is they're tuning in a radio frequency and directing it at a planet and then receiving audio information through that frequency back, and it sounds just like this. The kind of scary stuff.
Well, I guess the question could it be the Harp Array? I mean, has anybody been watching the activity of the Harp Array? Everybody goes on about how the Harp Array is.
I had a theory that when big musicians' performances and things like that, when they're doing their sound checks, that they actually place people in different parts of the stadium or whatever, and they do sound checks to make sure that the sound is actually working in each part of the stadium. Now, there's been an agenda to use Harp and Project Bluebeam allegedly to stage some kind of false alien invasion or the false return of the Messiah or something like that. And that's something that came to my mind, is that they might actually just be doing sound checks and have somebody in the field just sitting there waiting there and just go, yep, okay, sound's working, guys, cool, onto the next area. So they're doing global sound checks right about now in preparation for the big false event. It's just a theory on my part. I have absolutely no idea.
If they were trying to draw attention to Iran, they're doing a very good job of hiding it.
Yeah, we got to go to a quick break, guys. Everybody hold on. We're going to get into, is it possible? I mean, are they going to stage an alien invasion? I mean, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. We'll get back to all that. Our callers, we got a few of you holding right when we come back from the quick break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $1,650 on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. Gold last traded at $1,660 an ounce, silver $3,555. New life for an old issue, the gold standard, reports AP. Ron Paul's drawing much attention to the cherished cause for conservatives, which is considered a relic of history, according to AP. According to Paul, the gold standard, although imperfectly adhered to, permitted startling economic growth combined with falling prices in the 19th century, wrote Paul back in 1981. In the 67 years since the abolition of the gold standard, consumer prices are up 625%. The AP story mentions GOP candidates Gingrich and Perry both have called for firing Fed Chairman Bernanke, but have stopped short of a new gold standard. Speaking of gold standard, be sure to get a copy of Swiss America's latest report, Remaking Money. You'll understand why a gold standard is the biggest nightmare to those who want a welfare state. More at SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Can I pass away?
Radio Live. I'm Christopher Green here with Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show and Falcon. Vinny sent me a real interesting video I hadn't even seen. I'm so myopic at times. I'm focusing on politics and all this legislation that's getting passed. But in the meantime, the earth is groaning, allegedly. Again, this is unconfirmed reports, but there seems to be a lot of videos popping up throughout the World Wide Web. Look it up if you haven't already. It's called The Earth is Groaning, Unknown Sound Phenomena Occurring 2011, it says. And I guess there's more reports here this year, early 2012. Vinny, have we had any on-the-ground eyewitness reporting on this where people, we heard the sounds, we don't know what they are? Or is it just camera angles and, this could just be a video edit, in the background?
Well, As far as I know, that's all that these videos have been, is just random citizens with a camera just looking out their window and going, what the f... and this really huge, creepy, kind of groaning, giant metal doors of the gates of paradise, hell, or something opening up. That's kind of what it sounds like.
The thing is,
for a sound to scare you, there is something messed up going on. You know what I'm saying? That sound sounds like something cryptic, something primal, something like a giant demon is groaning and trying to force its way out of a cavernous hole in Newt Gingrich's head or something. It's scary ass.
Well, that's exactly the point, though. I mean, there are sound weapons that are engineered to strike primal fear in humans. They react with a very basic part of your brain, and they kick your adrenaline levels into overdrive. You get into a fight or flight kind of mode, and it can be damaging physically.
That's a vibration thing. Vibrations can be used to do that to people all the time. There's an ancient musical scale called I think it's Yah's musical scale, YAH. So you can Google that for Yah's musical scale, and there's a certain amount of frequencies. And I think Len Horowitz has done a bit of work on this on the 521 frequency, but essentially there's a whole spectrum of them, and each and every part of that sensory spectrum can actually connote different emotions and feelings in people, and the particularly low vibrations around the 700 hertz frequency kind of thing, they are the ones of fear and terror and something like that. So it'd be interesting to see a frequency analysis of these sounds. In fact, Chris, would you be able to play the sounds from that video there, like from about maybe 40 seconds on?
Well, I can try here, and look here, I'm pressing play. So that was a clip. Did you guys hear that? I don't even know if that went through.
Yeah, we heard that. You know what it reminds me of? You've seen the movie, the James Cameron film Titanic. Do you remember towards the end of the film where the ship has almost gone down kind of thing, and it was having that huge sort of metallic groan? That's sort of what it sounds like, isn't it?
Yeah. Falcon, what do you think? I mean, could this potentially be a weapon of war, or is it just total BS?
I have many schools of thought. Without discounting anything out of hand, Vinny could be very right. It could be a sound check. Utilizes a weapon of war. Sound weapons are not unheard of. In fact, we've developed several for use as a non-lethal weapon here in the U.S. And they're deployed.
It could be a psych warfare operation designed to literally freak people out. There's a section in the Bible, I believe. Some people have been talking about this, that towards the end times and things like that, the earth will be groaning to a degree, and of course Christians seem to be one of the most targeted groups by the New World Order and to manipulate and things like that, tell them to believe in the rapture so that they'll stand down to the New World Order. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it, that kind of thing. I don't know. I've got so many schools of thought, as you say, Falcon. Right. I'm sorry I interrupted. Continue.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, you probably have more theories than I do. I mean, but then again, there's also this other theory that I've been tossing around in my head that, what if it's just one big giant viral marketing campaign for a huge monster movie that they're going to put out at summer of this year? You know, that would just be classic.
Yeah, Cloverfield 2.
Bingo. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, some kind of huge viral marketing thing. So there's so much with the internet, and that's the fun thing about the internet and why we can't stand to lose it, is they can do so much and we can have entertainment without losing our minds and becoming sheep. Speaking of... I just got news, Vinny. A couple of guys in New Zealand got arrested with Anonymous. They took down the Department of Justice and the RIAA site after they took down Department of Justice, Universal Music Group, and the RIAA after the file sharing service Mega Upload got shut down, and four people were arrested in New Zealand. And there's an international crackdown that is leading to at least 20 search warrants across the globe. But Anonymous said, no, 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 no. So they shut down the Department of Justice, the Universal Music Group, the RIAA, and a couple other places, and they're saying, don't mess with us. This is all in response to SOPA.
Yeah. Everybody's freaked out about SOPA in New Zealand. We already passed it. We passed it a while back. I think it was in October last year. We passed our own version of the Internet Censorship Net Bill. Some of the provisions in it is that if you are caught watching pirated content or something like that, and they'll trace your IP back to you, what they do is they send a letter to your IP, and if you get three warnings, they shut you off, and you're not allowed to get an internet account from any internet service provider for, I think, about 6 months.
Really? Now, have you seen this put into action where you're at, Benny?
I have not seen it actually implemented, because generally what happens with draconian legislation that a government will pass, they'll pass it, but then they'll pass it on, okay, kind of thing. It's like it's a hot potato and you have to pass it to the next person sort of thing. So one person, if they can get it passed, they will get it passed, but they won't implement it until the next New World Order controlled left hand, right hand of the Uber puppet kind of thing comes in. And then what they'll do is they'll just blame it on the previous government, going, look, we're just following the law. It was a previous government who did that. We've got moral justification. We don't have to have any ethics.
Yeah, sure. No, right. No one takes any responsibility for it. Let's go to some of our callers. Be curious to see what they think about the earth groaning. We're going to area code 479 here. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Oh.
We can hear you. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm not good on radio, but I would just like to say we need to identify the problem. You know, a lot of this stuff, like the fracking, I believe, are just symptoms of a problem. And the problem is corporate money and politics. All our politicians are owned. So what I would suggest is an act. We need to install a new act in the Bill of Rights, and this is how it should read. Only U.S. citizens eligible to vote may contribute to federal political campaigns and federal agencies. No organization, committee, or corporation may contribute to political campaigns, agencies of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get something like that in, maybe we can get our politicians back working for the people.
Yeah.
You know, everything seems to be a symptom to me. Be it, you know, the fracking legislation that was passed back in 04, 05, when they give waivers for everything, the Safe Water Act, the Clean Water Act.
Yeah,
you know, I'm personally never in favor of having any more legislation. You know, if anything, we need to get more and more legislation repealed that allows this kind of stuff to go on. You know, however, I do have a brainchild of mine called the Scumbaggery Suppression Act, and basically, it's kind of like the Terrorism Suppression Act, except it's targeted at actual terrorists. You know, like people who work for Goldman Sachs, people who work for the Federal Reserve, David Rockefeller, you know, Rothschild family members, and basically wherever they go, they'll be highly surveilled, and they'll have all their phones tapped, and they'll do basically everything to them that they're planning to do to every one of us. You know, it'll turn the tables on them.
Well, that's all well and good, but until we can get these politicians reined in, we just will not have control over them, and they're owned. I mean, everybody knows it.
Yeah, well, it's obvious.
And you know, we really need to work on something like this. I mean, I'm not a college boy. I don't know how to get this stuff going. It won't. I believe that this is a good idea because it addresses the problem that causes most of the other problems.
Yeah, well, we've got to address the problem and not just the symptoms. And, you know, we were talking about this on our last radio program with Aaron Hawkins on the show, and you know, hey, let's rewrite and revise the Constitution if need be. I mean, let's put it into the hands of the people, because it shouldn't be a static document. And we need to dig into it, educate others what's going on, how they're being affected, how this is affecting them in real life. You know, Falcon, what do you think? I mean, is that Is that far-fetched? Is that too far-fetched? Or, you know, should we be doing these types of things? Should we be, you know, rewriting the Constitution, revising it if need be?
You know, as far as a piece of legislation going into place to prevent the politicians from lining their pockets or being bought, it will never happen until we get rid of the politicians that are in office currently and install people who won't be bought or can't be bought, like Dr. Paul. The unfortunate thing is those very politicians must pass that legislation. Do you think they're honestly going to cut off their money? You have got to be crazy. They're going to look at that, and they're going to throw it into File 13, the only circular file in existence. What we need to do is get back to the fundamentals of our country. We need to get rid of the lawmakers that are in place now, reinstitute the Constitution, and reset the Republic to where it belongs, and go from there.
Yeah, a peaceful solution, preferably, because nobody wants any freaking war, okay?
Right.
If you do want war, it means you're just not in touch with reality.
Well, right. Yeah, it's our politicians that want war right now. I mean, they're the people that have us constantly at war and, you know, put us at the brink of war, you know, whether or not this be Iraq, Afghanistan, the third war that Obama's responsible for pursuing without congressional approval in Libya, and now what we're looking at, fear-mongering or not, Iran, which I think is a very real possibility, you know, hard-hitting and in your face. Caller, thanks for calling. We're going to go to another caller here, 520 area code. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Greetings, folks. Greetings, everyone, Vinny as well. The groans, the moans and groans of the earth. I beg anyone out there with the technology, and I know Vinny's had a guest on a while back, reverse speech analysis. Someone needs to take these groans and run them in reverse and see what they sound like and do some analysis. And that's all for me. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Vinny, what do you think about that? Running an analysis in reverse to try to interpret if the groans are telling us something, or, and
what the reverse speech essentially connotes is a deeper spiritual subconscious message that's buried and embedded within the sound. So basically, what will happen is somebody will say one thing, but their mind will be thinking another. And when you play their speech back, it'll actually tell you what their mind is thinking, sort of thing. So I'm not 100% sure if that would work with general sounds and whatnot, but it does work with, say, dogs. All right, so they've done a lot of recordings, and some of the stuff that comes out of it is really quite startling. Indeed, they've actually used it to do kind of a regression on psych patients and people who are like wanting to get some therapy and whatnot. And what they'll do is they'll just be talking to them and record them, and then they'll play their speech back, and they'll actually find out what's really wrong with them, what's actually upsetting them in their reverse speech, even though they consciously didn't know about it in reverse speech, it becomes clear to them. So that's a good suggestion. I mean, it's certainly worth a look. I'm just not sure if you'd be able to get any words out of...
Yeah, well, could it just be, could it just be something happening with the planet? I mean, just something, you know, happening with the Earth that, you know, obviously it's, you know, constantly changing. And you know, hey, they teach us in school, you know, there was one land mass and then it broke up into the different continents. So, I mean, could this be happening again? I mean,
it doesn't sound like a natural sound to me. I don't know about what anybody else thinks, but it sounds metallic, almost robotic. It sounds artificial. So I'd be looking for a man-made source for the sound. But again, the fact that it is happening all over the world. My girlfriend was really looking into it last night, and she says, "Oh, it's only in the Northern Hemisphere." And then she found a couple in Chile, a couple in Indonesia. You know, those kind of things, or Southern Hemisphere. So it literally is kind of happening everywhere simultaneously. So if it was an artificial source, it would have to be the only thing that I could think of off the top of my head that would be possible to cause that kind of sound on a global scale would be the over the horizon radar systems that HAARP has been using. During the Christchurch earthquake in September, I think it was a year or two ago, there was a report of these huge sonic booms. I think something like 40 eyewitness reports that came in through mainstream news. just before the quake hit. So,
if
that's something that is a possibility. But again, I'm not discounting anything, ruling anything out, nor have I got any certitude. The short answer, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'd want to get some eyewitness accounts for it to, I think, pick up more merit. But let's get back to all these hard-hitting issues. When we get back from the break, give us a call, 218-339-8525. This is Green Wave Radio Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
He said, son, have you seen...
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Green Wave Radio Live. I'm reading here. It says, the campaign's wildest day. North Charleston, South Carolina, a GOP presidential primary marked by the unpredictable, took its sharpest turns yet Thursday, and the fallout could determine whether the campaign effectively ends this weekend or continues for weeks or even months. Over a period of mere hours, the roller coaster Republican race was shaken by a cascade of events, an explosive ABC interview with Newt Gingrich's second wife, Marianne, in which she describes his request for an open marriage. A recount of the Iowa caucuses revealing that Rick Santorum won more votes than Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry's abrupt decision to drop out of the race and get behind Gingrich. Vinny, what do you think about Newt calling for an open marriage? Should that be a part of politics? Should we care? But more importantly, these guys have been lying to us, and they lie to us about family values and integrity when it doesn't appear that they have any.
Well, I don't know. It's the pot calling the kettle black, really, isn't it? These people have no morals, no ethics, and that's why they've gotten into politics, because it rewards them. And this is the thing. What was his name? His previous wife is apparently going to be coming out and speaking against him. And anybody who's had a girlfriend knows that you have to be a real douchebag in order for her to actually come out after the relationship is over to do something for you. Here's what he did to her. Okay, married to her for quite some time, and then she gets cancer, and he says, "Well, you know what? You're not attractive anymore. You've got cancer. You're more trouble than you're worth. So I'm going to go get myself a young trophy wife." And that's exactly what he did. A young trophy wife who incidentally spends like $50,000 on freaking jewelry a month or whatever.
Yeah, Falcon, what were you going to say there?
It's like saying, piss off, I'm for a pint. You know, after 20 years of marriage, I'm just, screw you, I'm going for a beer. I'll see you later. Take care, I hope you don't die, you know. She supported him in his early political career. Of course she's bitter, of course she's angry, and of course he's a douchebag. Just because he was Speaker of the House when Clinton was in office doesn't mean jack squat. He's still a slimeball.
He's a douchebag of the house. I mean, it's absolutely right, and it's almost like we need some kind of new political positioning platform for these type of people that has a guillotine at the end.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Lance Armstrong. I don't know if any of you have read his book. I can't remember the title of it, but it was about, you know, his fight through testicular cancer, and you know, he just really raves about his wife. You know, she's my support, she's my rock, and you know, without her, I'd be dead. And then, literally, after he, you know, heals and he's, you know, back off to the races, quite literally, he, you know, leaves her for Sheryl Crow.
Right.
So. I don't know. I mean, it's you know, it's always tough judging people, but it's funny. It's tough to judge people, but you know, you look at like the Charlie Sheen types, and I think one of the reasons Charlie Sheen resonates with so many people, whether you agree with him or completely disagree with his moral high ground or moral card, is that at least he's honest. You know, he's not trying to pretend to be. Oh, you know, it's like Tiger Woods too. You know, they manufacture these characters as, you know, I stand for integrity. Buy a Nike T-shirt. And then you find out he doesn't have just one chick on the side. He's got about 15. I mean, at least Charlie Sheen says, you know what? Yeah, I like prostitutes, and I sleep around, and I drink, and I smoke, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, at least you can kind of respect the honesty, you know? I don't know. What do you think about
that?
See,
honesty is the last thread that you have. If you become dishonest in whatever you do, then it calls everything else into question, sort of like the boy who cried wolf sort of thing, if you know what I mean. Because once these people do come out and get exposed as having been full of, you know, what have you, the whole time, then everything that they've ever done, even the honest stuff that they've done, gets completely called into question. And this is the thing, you can destroy a reputation that takes decades to build through simply being exposed a little bit, kind of thing. And that's why it's so much easier to just tell the truth all the time, because you don't have to remember all these freaking lies that you've made up.
Yeah, well, especially in the day and age of, you know, social media and the internet. But I mean, we got to be skeptical too of these smear campaigns as well, just from the standpoint. I mean, again, they through social media and through the power of, you know, the internet. I mean, they can pretty much probably smear anybody, you know, if they want to. I know they've tried to do with Ron Paul, hasn't really been that effective. I mean, Falcon,
they've really kind of messaged Ron Paul and just basically told him, look, man, we know that you're actually the front runner against our Lord and Savior, Barack H. O'Barry. But the fact of the matter is, I'm sorry, but you don't currently stand for the establishment in America as it is today. So what we're going to do is instead use the establishment media and the establishment vote counting machines to make sure that you can never get up to the top ranks. Okay, you can come in third, you can come in second, but you're not going to win. By hook or by crook, you're not going to win, Ron Paul. That's the message that people have been putting out to him in the mainstream media. And just like everything that the mainstream media says, huge freaking lie. He actually really can win. If he couldn't win, they wouldn't have had to do all this stuff to him. They wouldn't have to ignore him. They wouldn't have to exclude him from debates. It's because he's rising so fast and so powerful, fast and furious, so to speak. He's rising at a rate at which I've never seen anybody who's campaigning on a platform of not being full of crap and having their pockets full of Federal Reserve money. I've never seen that. Okay, and it's a really exciting time. And so when you know that the enemy is on the run, you don't sit back, put up your tents, and then start having coffee and say, yay, we beat them. You chase them over that hill and crush them, okay? Yeah. They're on the run right now, and we need to vanquish them once and for all while we've got this running charge going.
Yeah, well, it looks like, and Falcon, we'll get your take on this too, but sure. The politicking we've seen, you know, really is this dog and pony show. You know, we saw Herman Cain, you know, he kind of rose in popularity, then they finish him off. You know, the same thing here with Newt. Now they're playing the moral card with him. You've got, you know, Perry now backing Newt, which is just bizarre. It's like backing the immorality. So what does this mean? This pretty much just means, as we said all along, and it was my guess, it was that, you know, hey, the favored candidate, it's probably Romney. So is that pretty much what we're left with now, Falcon?
Yeah, it's going to end up being Romney, even though Santorum beat the crap out of Romney on one of the polls. And in fact, Newt Gingrich's wife even stated that Santorum placed much higher than Romney on one of the polls in that interview. And what they're doing is they're actually going to, my total belief is, if unless Ron Paul goes to the independent ticket at the end-all, beat-all, it's going to be Romney Santorum, or they're going to offer Paul a VP position if his delegates will back Romney, and Paul's going to tell him to go jump in a lake, which I think he will do, and I hope he does, and he's going to go ahead and run on the independent ticket anywhere. But it's going to come down to political jockeying. I think absolutely Vinny is right. This is he's so anti-establishment, he is so against what the entire powers that be stand for, that they're not going to allow him to win. And even if he did win, he would be the most ineffectual president in the history of the United States of America outside of Barack Obama. Did I just say that?
Yeah, I think he did. So if Paul runs on the independent platform, you know, ticket, then what does that mean? Because he has all this popularity. He's right. Going to get votes. How does this skew? Does this help reelect Obama, or does this help put Romney in place?
No.
I'm guessing it's
going to be Romney or Obama, because the Electoral College is not going to count a single vote for Paul. Period. We have a broken voting system in the United States, and because the Electoral College stands between your vote and the actual candidate who gets elected, you're never going to see someone who wins the popular vote, regardless of how much they've got, get cast the Electoral College vote. They'll manipulate the numbers, and they will make it look like Santorum got it or Obama got it. I really hope and pray that Iran is a false flag, that nothing's going to happen. But if it goes to war, and it might because it's an election year, Obama's going to carry it because he's a president, and no president has ever been defeated in a war when they're in a year where there's a war.
Sure. And it would seem to me they'd want to keep him there. Is the powers that be want to keep him there. You know, I mean, hey, we're at war now. Keep the guy in for another 4 years, you know?
Yeah, I think we should just rename Romney Rumi, because basically he's just a bunkmate and a butt buddy with Obama, isn't he?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's, you know, Rumi.
I mean, they're like clones. I mean, they might have different stands in the political arena, per se, but listening to Romney speak is almost like listening to a white Obama. It's scary, you know? He's saying he would have signed the NDAA. Oh, absolutely. I would have signed the NDAA, but I wouldn't abuse that power because you have to trust that your politicians won't abuse that power. Well, guess what, dude? I don't trust you as far as I can throw you.
Yeah, why don't they just sign into law public executions? No, we're not going to use it.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, we got public executions now.
Yeah, you can be publicly executed as an enemy of the state under the NDAA. They can put you in prison. They can kill you. They can do anything they want. That's the scary thing. Oh, it's terrifying. It terrifies me as an American. It terrifies me as a man who fought for this country. It terrifies me as a human being to see this much power consolidating in so few hands.
Just remember, the main point about this is that actually don't be afraid. You know why? Because fear stops you from thinking, and that's exactly what they want. They're all just paper tigers. They're weak jellyfish scum. We are strong-spined individuals who will not bow, we will not compromise, and we will not let our countries go to tyranny because we know what is on the line for our kids and future generations.
That's the only reason why I'm doing any of this, because of my kids.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that something worth fighting for right there? Our kids, our children, every future generation, we owe it to them. I want to thank everybody coming on the program. Falcon, always love having you on.
Thank you.
Vinny, thanks for coming on last minute. Let's hope that the earth doesn't continue groaning. That's some pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The only groaning I want to hear is people listening to the political debates in the United States election.
Exactly. As always, hard hitting and in your face, America. We'll talk soon. Thanks again, everybody.
Times like these, you learn to live again. It's times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like these times.